Hey everybody, welcome to my podcast. This is Sinai and we're going to be discussing the full moon in Aquarius happening tomorrow, August 15th, 2019, approximately around 8:30 a.m., about 24 hours from now. And I can say that the biggest thing I'm feeling about this time is truth. What is the truth? What is your truth? What are you running from? What are you hiding from? Are you not living your truest self? Are you not embodying, embracing your truest self? Have you been feeling these nudges? Your intuition, has it been speaking to you actually for quite some time? And have you been turning your cheek? Have you been ignoring these nudges, these impulses? Truth. Aquarius and a full moon. This is a highly emotional time. Any full moon is a culmination period. This is the ending of a cycle and the beginning of a new cycle, a death and a rebirth, the ending of a phase, the beginning of a new phase. Are you ready to move forward into the new? Where are you headed in this, at this time in your life's journey? Are you happy? Are you happy with where you are currently in your life's journey? Are you being your fullest self? These are some questions that will be good to ask at this time, because we are co-creators of our life existence, and we have the power to shape our reality. We really, really do, but we are living in such a fear-based mind, thought process. This is conditioning, things that have been projected onto us since we were born and projected onto our parents and their parents, but we're in an age, this age of spirituality now, where more and more people are tapping into this level of consciousness within themselves and this level of inner knowing. It's like, how do you know that? I don't know. I just know. And guess what? It was true. It really happened. You know, I felt like this was going to happen. And guess what? It really, really did. Heightened psychic ability. Heightened sense of psychic awareness. These are some things that are definitely going to manifest for you at this time. Let go of the old. Let go of the old and that of which is no longer positively serving you. That of which no longer fits. Get rid of those tight jeans, sis, because, honey, come on. We know you grew two sizes bigger. And that's okay, because it's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's ever expansive. And you've grown past your current circumstances. You put a shark in a fish tank. And say that fish tank is 8 feet wide, 8 feet long. That shark is going to grow about 8 feet long. It's not going to grow past its current environment. It's not going to outgrow its circumstances. Well, it will, but it can't really grow any further than its current limitations. But if you put that shark in the ocean, I tell you, the possibilities are endless, they're boundless, they're limitless. And that shark that shark can grow as much as it wants to. It's going to grow so much, but let go of the restrictions. Release the restrictions. Let go of that job. Let go of that career. Let go of that relationship. Let go of those habits. Put the Doritos down. You know? Especially if you know within yourself somewhere that it's time to move on. But we hold on to things due to fear. Due to fear. So this is a time for revolution, evolution, and growth. And this is a time where you will notice and you will be able to see more clearly. You will not be able to just push these things to the side. If you are one of those that you have a heightened sense of awareness, but you suppress your wisdom, you suppress your intuition and your gifts, and that is your connection to source. We all have it, and you're suppressing your connection to source, and it's okay. It's not just your fault. This is the conditioning that was projected onto us, that this was all hocus pocus. But what's real is right now, and what's real is you have the power to create the life that you desire and to create the life that you want for you. And hey, that may change 5 years down the line, but take the responsibility and the accountability. And you don't just have to jump, because I feel at this time, especially with the Aquarius energy, and we have the sun in Leo, we're in the cycle of Leo. Shout out to the Leos. Happy birthday. You know, this is a time that is charged. It's fire. It's action. It's let's do it. Let's just do it now, you know. But then Aquarius, air sign, is also emotional, but strategic. It's intellectual. So we are going to be able to channel our intuition, channel our instincts and emotions in a strategic way. There will be a very good balance between the mind and the gut. Make your plans. Do what it is you have to do and live your life. This is that time. This is that time. Let go of the old and be prepared to receive. Be prepared to receive and believe that you deserve more. Believe that you're worth more. Believe that you can actually achieve and you deserve the things that you desire. We all deserve to live in abundance, because there is plenty. There is plenty for all of us. You just have to believe and take that step. Take that step. Take action. And you are a step closer. But not remaining stagnant, not remaining in a place where you know that you've outgrown. Go into the ocean. There's endless possibilities. Endless possibilities. And don't settle. Don't settle for less. Don't settle.